Hi everybody, it's time for the Tshuva of the Week from Kehilat Sha'arei Orah. There's a Sfarad congregation of Teaneck. We're going to talk this week about a very interesting ruling that Rav Herschel Schechter gave permitting the recital of Birkat HaGomel on Zoom during the current circumstances. We're not able to come to the Beit Knesset, and this is something we've already done. From Paul Cohen recovered Baruch Hashem, and we hope we'll be able to do this as well for many others to make a Birkat HaGomel derech on Zoom. And I wanted to just share with you, it's a brief tshuva. It's available at yutorah.org. But I wanted to share with you and go through with you what he says, and just a little modification for Sfaradim. Now, he writes, he quotes from Maran, saying that l'chadchila, that you're supposed to make Birkat HaGomel within 3 days of being saved, when someone was sick and they recover. So as it says, Maran, is that year, and you'll call yourself. If you're in bed, as long as you're in bed, that's it. You were sick in bed, you're bedridden. Even for less than 3 days, then you have to make Birkat HaGomel upon recovery. And someone who had COVID, pretty sick, and even they have to be hospitalized, they really should be saying Birkat HaGomel, and l'chadchila, you should try to say it within 3 days. Now, if you didn't do it within 3 days, you can make it up at any time. But Rav Schechter quotes from Mishnah Berurah Ashkenazi source, quoting actually from the Sfaradi, quoting from the Ra'ah, that it is really much better to do it before 30 days elapse. And therefore, Rav Schechter says, well, if they wait 25 days and 25 days have passed, and you still, but they can have still not over, then you could use it on Zoom. So I would say for Sfaradim, you don't even have to wait those 25 days. You should do it immediately. First of all, you feel it. You have that sense. You really have gratitude to Hashem. But Yachid Yosef does not mention this Ra'ah. He basically, it's three or forever. So there's really no difference between for a Sfaradi, day three or day 25. So you should really try to be Mizdarez. Quickly say it as soon as you can. Do it on Zoom. And it from a pastoral perspective, it just feels so good. It's so good to be part I didn't make the bracha Birkat HaGomel on Zoom, but I saw it, and the kahal is a very, very good feeling. Now the question is like this: obviously, we're saying that Zoom does not create a minyan. This is accepted halacha that Zoom is not a minyan. Even if you believe you're in separate houses, if you could see each other, you can make a minyan. That is a hotly debated issue amongst the rabbanim now, with some saying it's okay with it, some saying not. And of course, here we are not making any private minyanim, no minyanim at all, in order to preserve lives. Holding by the RCBC policy for sure, but there's no way in the world that a Zoom minyan that you can make an actual minyan for Davar Shebekdusha, for Kaddish, for Kriyat Torah, Birkat Kohanim on Zoom. There's absolutely no way that you could do that. That is not a minyan, because you're definitely in separate residences, and you're not considered to be halakhically seeing each other. You see each other, you see an image of the person, but that is not actually halakhically seeing the person. Rav Avadya writes that if you are, if you see a melech on the television, you do not say shechalak mechvodol basar vadam. You don't make the bracha on seeing a king. If you see harabayit, we don't do kriya. Right, Bikatalan Ilano, we can't do that on Zoom, because it is just not considered to be a riyah. You are not considered to be seeing the item. And however, for Birkat HaGomel is very, very different. Birkat HaGomel, as Rav Schechter explains, is very, very clear. It is not, you do not require a tzibur for Birkat HaGomel. It is not what we call Dvarim Shebekdusha. It's not like Kaddish. It's not like Tishkriyat Torah. That's Dvarim Shebekdusha. That you need a tzibur. That you need 10 Jewish men over the age of 13. Here, when it comes to Birkat HaGomel, you can make it on a conference call. You can make it on Zoom. Because Birkat HaGomel, it's about a rabbim. Viromu bikalam. Where's Gemara says, where do we have the source that you are supposed to, that you, that you, that you, that you're supposed to be, you need 10 for Birkat HaGomel. V'ramuv b'kal am, v'ramuv kal ham, the Gemara explains. And explains Rabbi Akiva Eger, he explains that kahal mikri asara, kahal. You are saying it's a lot of people. It's for the pasuk that we said and the mizmor for Pesach. Yodu l'adonai chazdov niflo tavav ne'adam. Someone who's experienced a chesed from a kadosh baruch hu. He's a cholesh nitrape. He was a sick person who has been healed. This person has to express thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu berabim and tell a lot of people about it. And this is, so it should be a minimum of 10 men for this job of Yodu l'Hashem chazdov. But it's not at Tzibur. It's not at Tzibur. It's just about publicizing to a lot of people, and therefore it's acceptable to do this on Zoom. Now, it's an interesting machloket in Maran. Maran quotes, are you Yotzei B'dieved? With B'dieved. Even if you didn't have Asara, so Yeshomrim Yatza, Yeshomrim Shalo Yatza. Because it says Sarich. It doesn't say Chayav, it says Sarich. Some want to say that Yatza. But since the second opinion is Lo Yatza, that's the primary opinion. Yeshomrim. We follow the second Yeshomrim. Rav Avadya writes that in many, many places. And therefore, we follow the second Yeshomrim, that Lo Yatza. But even according to that second opinion, Rabbi Akiva Eger once again explains, and Rav Shechter quotes this, it's not a Brachal Vatala, because at the end of the day, you're still praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there's little downside risk when it comes to Birkat HaGomel on Zoom. And therefore, I would say that if it doesn't look in the near future that the Beit Knesset is going to be open anytime soon, and we cannot predict at this point when it's going to be open, if someone who is sick is healed from COVID, they definitely should be making the Birkat HaGomel on Zoom in the current circumstances. Assemble a minyan on Zoom, make the bracha. It's a beautiful thing. And we've had this for Rivka Anapol, which gave birth. She said in front of family, made a minyan with a family, and Birkat HaGomel after the birth as well. And we should hear good things. Besoro Tovot. We look forward to hearing Birkat HaGomel from all our cholim. If we don't have, if not able to do it in the Beit Knesset, we should be able to do it on Zoom. Rav Shechter's ruling is very much correct, and for Sfaradim, you should do it right away without any waiting. Wishing everybody a Yom Tov, Shavuot Tov, Umevorach. Many brachot to all of the Kehillah.